Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mickey Useups, and this is Wayne Pike Now, a weekly public affairs program about the people, places, and issues that shape our community. My guest today comes to us from McDonald's Restaurant, an iconic American brand, and they have been making great strides with a new program to provide educational opportunities to their employees. And joining me today is Beth Del Santo. She does PR, public relations, for the Northeast Pennsylvania franchisees, essentially, for the McDonald's Corporation. And she's here to talk about an exciting program called Archways to Opportunity. And obviously, the Golden Arches is the reference there. Beth's joining me in the studio this morning. Welcome very much.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Let's start out by talking about how and why is McDonald's doing this? Basically, they're providing a series of different kinds of opportunities to help their employees improve their education and improve their lives in a broad sense, not just within the confines of the company.
McDonald's Corporation actually went back to the employees years ago and said, what can we do to make this experience better for you? And overwhelmingly, the response was, I want to finish high school. I want to go to college and earn a degree. I want to advance my career and improve my lives. And out of all these responses, Archways to Opportunity was born. And Archways is a comprehensive education program that takes care of these four different areas that we thought were most needed by our employees.
Right. McDonald's is a large corporation that employs a lot of people. I couldn't begin to guess.
My goodness, there's 14,000 restaurants in the United States. I can't, with an average of 55 to 70 employees per restaurant. So, the math.
you could do a little math there and realize that this program, just in the United States, has the potential to make some big strides, help people make some really big strides in their lives.
And that's, a McDonald's Corporation really felt it was their obligation because they're so large. They really felt that they had an opportunity to create a program that would truly, truly make a difference in the lives of the American public and not just our employees.
What I was impressed by also is that McDonald's used its size. I mean, it's a huge corporation, but it used that size and that the vast number of employees that they have to really leverage some opportunities. And that's really what this is about, opportunity.
Yeah, a lot of it, because one, education isn't a one-size-fits-all anymore. I mean, you don't go to school, graduate from high school, go to college and start a career. There's so many road bumps in the way. There's so many things that can change. And this program really tried to address the biggest need from the challenges that our employees face and that there are challenges that everybody faces.
I have had many friends who their first job was at McDonald's.
35% of the American workforce can say that.
Right, yes.
And that is an actual statistic.
So there's one thing there. You're providing jobs and employment to so many young people just starting out in their employment career.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, these kids, a lot of people won't hire somebody without experience. We give kids their first job experience sometime.
You got to start somewhere. Yeah. But this really goes beyond that initial entry-level worker getting your first experience so you can start moving on to other things. This really ups the ante, if you will, for people.
Obviously we're giving some young people their first real-world experience, but lately we've had a lot of displaced workers that are looking for something to do while they're trying to get themselves back in order. There's a huge influx of immigrant population that is looking for a way to get started in the American workforce, and this program addresses all these issues.
That's right. And it does so under four pillars.
Yes, we call them the four pillars.
The four pillars. So let's go over just briefly what the four pillars are, and in a little while we're going to talk more detail about each one of those.
Sure. The four pillars, the first one is our high school completion program. It's through a career online high school, and you actually get wind up the 10-month program, you get an actual high school diploma. It's not a GED. We have our college tuition assistance program, and we also have a program that's for our employees that have taken courses through our system where the courses they take through McDonald's actually transfer to college credits, so they get some credits out of the way. My program that's most near and dear to my heart is the English Under the Arches, where we have employees where English is not their first language, and they come to us and they want to learn how to speak English, whether to communicate better with our customers or else to talk to their children at home who are learning English in school, and they're kind of left behind.
Sure.
So that's a free program where they can actually learn English while they're working. It's online program that our employees can take while they're on the clock at McDonald's, and not just limited to one or two languages. It's any language.
Wow, yeah,
it's pretty cool
because it's computer based.
Yeah, it's all computer based, and so they can just sit in whatever the language is their native language. They can learn English using our tools. And the last one is an education advising service, which...
This one really got my attention.
Well, I'm speaking as a parent who's got one kid in college and one kid on the way. And if you're trying to get through that maze of where do I look? How do I afford it? What are my interests? You know, helping your child through this. Yeah. McDonald's offers a free advising service that will coach employees through that process because it's overwhelming.
Well, I mean, just trying to identify a school that you want to go to. What program do you want to be involved in? If there's credits to be transferred, you know, where are they going to do you the most good? In what program?
And how can I afford it?
And obviously, the financial side of it, it's difficult. This is a very, very valuable service.
It's hugely valuable because it is overwhelming. And I think a lot of times they just... You wind up, I don't want to say settling for less, but you know, that's kind of what it is. I can't figure this part out, so I'll just go this way because it's easier.
Right.
And this is, we have counselors that will guide you step by step through that process. You know, for, like I said, everything from what do I want to be when I grow up? You know, where is the best place for me? What can I afford? How is the easiest way to get there?
Right. And how do I work it into my life? You know, a lot more people are doing college on a part-time basis because they need to be out in the workforce making money so they can pay for it.
College is expensive no matter where you're going anymore.
Absolutely.
And it's a huge investment and there's no guarantees anymore. Like I said, it used to be very cut and dried. You go to high school, you go to college, you get your degree and you get a job. It doesn't work that way anymore.
Absolutely.
And there's lots of bumps in the road and these programs are aimed to help people navigate through that.
And a lot of other alternatives.
Yeah.
There's other certification programs and other things that can be just as valuable as that 2 or 4 year, college education.
And we're looking to improve our workforce, our McDonald's workforce, but we're not of the expectation that you're going to make a career out of McDonald's.
Some
people do.
Absolutely.
It's a great rewarding career. Just a local statistic, there are 15 owner-operators in this market and 11 of them started as crew people at McDonald's. So you can work your way up through the McDonald's system. If that's what you want to do for your life, we're for you. And we'll support you and we'll give you the education you need to and the tools you need to do that. But if you have other plans and are looking at McDonald's as a stepping stone, we'll still help you out. We're not going to stop and say, well, since you're not going to be with us, we're not doing this. We will make sure we get you to where you want to be and we'll help you reach your potential.
It's really an investment in your existing workforce, but it's also an investment in the community that produces your future workforce.
Yep.
Seriously.
No, it is. It's amazing because I think that everyone thinks, when I say that we don't expect everybody to stay with us forever and ever, we hope they do, but if they don't, we'll still support you no matter what.
Right. Excellent. My guest today is Beth Del Santo. She handles public relations for the Northeast Pennsylvania market for McDonald's Corporation. We're talking about their new comprehensive educational program for their employees called Archways to Opportunity. I'm your host, Mickey Useups. You're listening to Wayne Pike Now. Every McDonald's, from what I understand, has an opportunity to participate in this program. It just launched last year. The individuals, restaurant operators and owners are getting these programs up and running in their individual restaurants. So, Beth, let's talk a little bit about Archways to Opportunity.
Sure.
We discussed very briefly there are four pillars, and let's kind of break down those pillars. We're going to go one at a time. And let's start with the high school completion through a career online high school. Now, you were saying this is not a GED. This is a real high school diploma.
It's an actual diploma from an accredited high school. We found that a number of employees, for whatever reason, did not graduate high school, but they've managed to excel in our organization because they're smart people and they can do the work and they enjoyed it.
Right.
But it became a stumbling block because you need the high school diploma. Because even with McDonald's with continuing education classes, you can only go so far.
Sure.
So we developed this program and we've gotten some pretty good response locally, but nationally they've gotten a lot better response. The problem was the stigma attached.
Sure.
For employees to come forward and say, you know what, I never got out of high school.
Well, you got the job, you're doing well, you don't want to ruin it.
The employee said, well, if there was a way that I could actually get my high school diploma and then I could go on and get some college credits and then better myself. So they came up with a program that offers our employees who need the service a way to get a high school diploma. Average takes about 10 months. It's something they do on their own, but it's with an accredited online high school, and in 10 months, you will have a high school degree.
The program kind of assesses where you're at in terms of, mastering the necessary skills in order to qualify for the diploma.
Because some of our upper level managers who might have gotten, as far as they could go, They have a skill set that's a little different than someone who's a crew person who just, right. for whatever reason, had to stop going to high school. And
at what point you left high school, you know?
So it assesses all that. And then, like I said, the average is about 10 months to complete the program start to finish.
Wow. And this is something that they do online at home?
Online at home.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We've had one employee in our area so far. We have a couple more enrolled, but one has completed it. And her whole persona has changed.
Wow.
But she was very, she was running a restaurant. She was actually a general manager of a restaurant, and it bothered her that, you know, she had gone this far, and I never got my high school diploma, but she was successful. You wouldn't know otherwise.
Right.
But it was making that leap of faith, saying, well, I'm going to do this. Yeah. But she didn't, in the beginning, she didn't want anyone to know. Well, and now she's shouting it from the rooftops because it helped her so much.
Yeah, that's great. She's probably going to be a great advocate for that program.
Yeah, she is. She's wonderful. We take her around to a lot of places to talk about it.
And that's the kind of story that gets another employee who feels very much the same way to kind of say, you know what? I'd like to take advantage of that.
I can do this too.
Right. Now, the second pillar of the Archways to Opportunity program, been rolled out by the McDonald's Corporation for all 14,000 of their restaurants, is college tuition assistance.
Yeah. The umbrella is called College Success Program. Tuition assistance is one of the tenets of it. We will provide eligible employees in our company money to go to college. We give them a tuition reimbursement. If you're a crew member, you get $750 a year. If you're in a management position, you get up to $1,000 a year. All of these programs, we require, you do have to work for us for a year.
Well, yeah, for a year.
So you have to put your time in, you have to show dedication for a year. And once you're in for a year, all the employees have to do is talk to their general manager or talk to the owner of the restaurant and get enrolled in the program.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think you were saying before that part-time.
Yeah.
You can work
20 hours a week.
As long as you are an employee for a minimum of 1 year, then you're eligible to take advantage of these programs. Even a student who, you know, gets their first part-time job working at McDonald's, say when they get their car, their junior year, they can get a year in and be able to take advantage of the tuition assistance, the advisory assistance. Fantastic.
Yeah. A number of people that stay with us, and McDonald's offers a continuing education for McDonald's related things to their employees.
Hamburger U, right?
We have Hamburger U, but there's online credits that people can take as well. And these credits are recognized and they transfer. So if you decide, okay, well, I've been at McDonald's now and I think I want to try something else, or I want to be this or that, or I want to go out and go to college, any continuing education credits you've taken through McDonald's transfer and count. Yeah.
That's
a deduction on what you pay for tuition. The other thing we've done, and we've partnered with 6 colleges, online programs where our employees, again, this was one that's done part-time on their own time, but you can actually get an associate's degree in business administration, a 2-year program at a ridiculously reduced rate. And with the tuition reimbursement, it winds up being almost free.
That's amazing. And that is a real game changer, life changer for, I'm sure it will be, for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just because here's an opportunity. I can go to college for free while I'm working.
Right.
Now, not many places have that opportunity. Not many employers who offer that. Mm-hmm. But again, it's something you have to show the initiative and you have to be able to put the work in and put the time in, but you can get it done.
Absolutely. And now we'll talk a little bit more, because we did go into this in some detail. English Under the Arches, and that's the for those who English comes as not their native tongue, an opportunity for them to refine their English skills or English speaking skills.
Our area, our population is a lot more diverse, and a lot of people that immigrate into this country can't necessarily get a job. Language is a huge barrier.
Mm-hmm.
What we have decided to do is we offer this English Under the Archways program, and our employees who think they need to brush up on their skills or need to learn language can take these classes online while they're working.
Wow.
So they're getting paid to learn English. And it just improves everything all around. It improves the experience that customers have in our restaurants.
Right.
And it also enables our employees to communicate better outside of work. We have one or two in this area that have started that program.
Great.
We're really proud of them.
That's great. And the last one is the education advising services, which we did talk about at some length before. That is a very valuable service, because it can be an overwhelming, overstimulating, stressful process.
Trying to navigate that maze when you're getting started out. For some of our employees, you know, whether they're trying to help.
It might be insurmountable for some.
Well, it's a barrier.
Yeah,
it's a barrier
absolutely.
That we wanted to remove for them. And whether they're trying to do it for themselves or trying to help their kids do it so they understand better, we offer a free counseling service that'll help them navigate, you know, where do I want to go? What do I want to be? How am I going to pay for this?
Mm-hmm.
And it just, yeah, it just, it makes it a little bit easier. But, you know, we love our employees and we rely on them. They're on our front lines every day, and mm-hmm. anything we can do to make them more successful, not only with us, but also outside.
Sure.
The other thing too is important to know that we're not egotistical enough to think that all these people are going to stay with us.
Right.
That we're trying to prepare a better workforce for all.
Everybody, the whole community.
Yeah, everybody in America and everybody in the community. We want to make sure that while they're with us, that we have given them every opportunity to make them, yes, if I want to stay at McDonald's, I'll be successful in McDonald's Corporation. Or if I want to go out and do something else, then I'm well-trained and well-educated and have had every opportunity that I can get to make me a better employee or to make me a better student or to make me a better parent or whatever it is.
Right. Excellent. I'm your host, Mickey Useups. We're talking about Archways to Opportunity. It's a comprehensive education program that's been rolled out by the McDonald's Corporation. It is available to all 14,000 of their restaurants all across the country. My guest today, Beth Del Santo, handles public relations for the Northeast Pennsylvania region. And I believe you were saying all of the restaurants?
Everybody in Northeastern Pennsylvania, all the restaurant operators signed up for this program last year. We decided in a planning session last year that this was a program that we wanted to embrace and market to our employees and really lead the charge for it. So we got all of our restaurants signed up right away.
And I'm sure, Northeast Pennsylvania, we do certainly have our economic struggles.
It resonated with the owner-operators that are trying to make the employees' lives better, to improve what they're doing, and also to improve the service and the education level at the restaurants.
Right, absolutely. I pride myself in being an insufferable know-it-all, and I'm surprised I didn't catch wind of it anywhere. And I just mean nationally, and I don't remember hearing anything about it.
No, because they started to talk about the program at the end of 2015, and their big push just started here in April because they were able to work out a little bit of the bugs, get some people enrolled, see how it was going to work out. Yeah. But like I said, we've had such good success in the couple months that we've been doing it here. The most popular one in our area, obviously, is the college tuition assistance program because the majority of our, we have high school kids and college kids, sure, the majority of our part-time crew and managers. And we've had 48 kids in this market so far. That's just so far. More and more every day. We've given out about $30,000 in scholarship money.
Just in our Northeast PA region. Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic.
A lot of checks.
Yeah. A crew member can get up to $750 a year. That'll cover your books.
It's books. Anything that we can do to help our employees, that $750 could make a huge difference in someone's lives if they're not having to, what am I going to do?
Could mean the difference between being able to get the textbook and not being able to get it.
Yeah, it's a barrier. I mean, if you can't afford a textbook and you have to either go to a library or go online or borrow a textbook from somebody, then that's make you think twice about continuing. So I can't afford the book, or maybe, I'll have to take a semester off because I can't afford the tuition this time. And, so that we just want to lift people up and get it, make them better.
Well, it certainly looks like McDonald's has created a program with the elements with the elements in place to do that for thousands and thousands of people across the country. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I think McDonald's felt an obligation because of our size that we have this unique opportunity to really make a difference in the educational landscape across the United States.
And a broad difference, not just a difference right there in the restaurant, all across the community. Because, as people improve themselves and lift themselves through these opportunities, that's going to ripple through the whole community. It ripples through their family. It ripples through, as they become more successful, that all has ripples.
Well, it's a ripple and it's pay it forward and it's all those good
absolutely.
Things. I can't say enough good things about this program. And, I'm excited that we've had so many employees embrace it. We're looking forward to getting more involved in it and certainly would encourage anybody who's interested and wants to use McDonald's as their stepping stone.
Yes.
Apply at McDonald's.
And if they want to find out some more about this, maybe they just recently got hired at a McDonald's or are thinking about it, just put in an application. If they wanted to know more about the Archways to Opportunity program, can they go? Is there somewhere they can go online?
Yeah, they can go onto the McDonald's website and search Archways to Opportunity, and then you'll get on this website. It'll ask if you're a McDonald's employee or if you're interested in the program. Click one of those buttons, and then you're in. Other thing they can do is they can go right to the general manager of the restaurant that has all the information that they need and get the kids signed up for it.
Great. Well, I would encourage anybody out there who's currently an employee of McDonald's to find out more about this and see how maybe it can help, lift you up. So great. Well, Beth, I really thank you for coming. This is a very exciting program.
Thanks so much for having me here today.
Absolutely. And I thank all of you for tuning in. Drop by again next week, and we'll talk some more.